Outagamie County voters approved a $66.5 million bond referendum in 2012, with the money going for improvements to the Fox Valley Technical College.
I think it sets us on the map, frankly, as far as being able to provide the exact kind of training that our employers are looking for.
Patty Jorgensen is FVTC's Vice President for Student and Community Development.
The two projects that have opened so far have been the Agriculture Center, which is an expansion. That one opened in time for the start of fall classes. And then the second building, which is a large one, if you're looking at the outside of our Appleton campus, it changes the entire facade.
The second building is a three-story health simulation center. The building includes a completely simulated hospital with an emergency room and high-tech simulated patients. Students can practice on those instead of live humans. Jorgensen says the school focused on using the bond money to improve training in fields where graduates have a good chance of finding a job. The most expensive project is a public safety training center.
We're putting a lot of effort toward increasing paramedic, for example, because there's a real need for paramedics right now.
All improvements are expected to be done by 2015. FVTC is also making improvements to its transportation program, its campus in Chilton, and has bought land. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.